Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
Get the used equipment you need now. Purple Wave Auction sells hundreds of pieces of heavy equipment each week at no reserve auction. Items are selling in your area now. Bidding is simple. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight. Simple. Sold.
Our coverage from Nashville and the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show being brought to you in part by Farm Data Services of Stillwater. It's a familiar venue for the cattle industry. They've been at Opryland many times in the past for their annual meeting, but it's a different time of the year. Because of COVID concerns, they had to postpone the annual meeting for 2021 from 1st of February to middle of August. President of the NCBA, Jerry Bone, cattle producer from the state of Kansas, says one of the things that's a little different at this year's meeting will be the emphasis on sustainability.
We're going to roll out on the last opening general session or the final general session of the convention our plan to attack sustainability and climate change. And so I think we can look forward to that, and that's probably going to generate some interest as we go forward.
NCBA President Jerry Bone. Let's take a look at these crop progress numbers, if we might now, from USDA. Corn crop looking pretty good. 64% of the crop now rated in good to excellent shape. That's actually 2 points up compared to 1 week ago. So we're actually tracking pretty well right now on this U.S. corn crop. We're at 95% of the corn crops silking around the country, and now we're at 56% in the corn dough stage, according to USDA. As far as soybeans are concerned, 60% of the crop is rated in good to excellent shape. We're at 72% of the U.S. soybean crop right now setting pods. That's about 4 points ahead of the five-year average. As far as the cotton crop is concerned, good size jump up on our cotton crop. We basically have gone from 60% up to 65% in this latest week as far as the cotton crop condition is concerned. That's up considerably from a week ago and well up from the 42% in good to excellent shape at this point 1 year ago. As far as the crop is concerned, we've got 88% of the cotton crop now squaring. That's about 7 points behind the five-year average at this particular juncture. Now, let's take a look at the pasture range ratings as of yesterday afternoon. We're now standing at 30% in good to excellent shape. That's a drop of another 2 percentage points there, and we're up to 43% as far as the poor to very poor ratings are concerned nationally. Oklahoma hanging in there pretty well. We're at 61% in good to excellent shape. Texas is right now at 53% in good to excellent condition, and Kansas at 49% good to excellent. You've got farm news on Ron.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against stripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.